about
you gotta put it in perspective.
I need everyone to shut up and answer one simple question.
You sons of bitches ready to party?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo.
Casually drinking milk. Yes. Casually drinking milk.
That song is killing me. Could you please turn it off?
Said I'm here, being interviewed by Kara.
If you could throw Kevin and Bean in there, that would be cool too.
Kevin
and Bean.
Bean. They're the one for me.
This next song is heard only on your Better Music Station. Well, of course, if you don't listen to the Better Music Station or buy the better albums, then you don't hear the better music.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
CBS cares.
Roll another one.
Smash, smash, smash.
Just like the other one.
Farrah Abramson.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is your job.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
There is a new way to get a facial.
Roll. Roll. Another one.
Are you referring to Black Gentlemen in Paris?
Just like the other.
By the way, where is, what's your name, Sarah?
This one seems to be about to end.
I'm bored.
I don't have another cent.
I know everybody at home now is just glued to the television.
Something's got to be done about phone books.
Just pass it around.
Oh my goodness, that was crazy.
Exchange meant nothing.
I'm just passing on down.
And now.
I'm sorry. Did I pass out from the pain in my penis and suddenly we're not in America anymore?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 8th of November.
What's going on, you guys?
What's going on with you, Bean?
Just admiring the new weather lady on Channel 4.
Bean has series of crushes of
Crystal Egger.
Women.
She's the deal, you guys.
She
is the deal. Women. It has to be like
in
a newscaster.
News, yes.
He's the only person that I know that
that's
that, like that's a category.
Yeah.
The hottest chicks in the world are the ones who are on the news, you guys.
Yeah, not true.
Either anchors or sports or weather. And Crystal Egger, who I've been a fan of on the Weather Channel for some time now,
sure,
has recently relocated to Southern California, and she's doing the morning weather over there on Channel 4. You got to check. I just tweeted a photo of her, by the way, if you guys would like to share in the glory that is Miss Egger.
Here's the thing, though, Bean. She may be pretty. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of pretty women. And you can watch them doing things other than talking about the weather.
Better things.
But why would I want to? I love the weather, first of all. And second of all, she's really good at it.
I don't know how to respond to that. I got nothing for I love the
she's
weather.
She's smart and she's pretty and she knows stuff and she's a meteorologist.
Right.
And I love her. I love her, you guys.
Wow.
I love her. And I want to be with her.
Wow.
And I want to go to there.
I want to go to somewhere else.
Mugs, bring up the photo that I tweeted, and you folks can check it out at Clyde Tumbaugh if they follow me on Twitter. They want to see it. I want you to tell me: is she just hot for a weather chick, or is she actually really hot? And if Kevin, if you saw her in a music video, if you saw her at the mall, you wouldn't be as excited about her as I am.
I'd do her a favor, but
right?
Yeah, she's attractive, but But she does the weather, and so that, I think, adds – I think you give her a 4 for looks and a 6 for doing the weather. Well, and that's odd for me.
She has an awesome
job. And
then
he comes up with 10.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But look, you guys, we all know that there is more to a woman's or any person's attractiveness than just their looks.
Correct.
There's their personality. There's their intelligence. There's the way they carry
there's
themselves.
There's the fact that they're on the news, which
the back history.
Being a chub.
But I mean, isn't
he
that
gets
true?
To see her every day and see what she's.
Oh, she's on right now. She's on right now. Turn on Channel
Stop
4.
Stop it.
Turn on
no,
Channel 4.
We're not.
Stop it. We don't care.
She's talking about the superstorm.
You know what we have? Internet. You know what's on the internet? Hot chicks.
And the bio of Crystal Eggers is on the internet too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, we'll get right
what
on
else
that.
You got? Let's move this on to a topic that all of us can enjoy.
So since when am I the only one who enjoys pretty ladies?
No.
Don't try and restate our position.
Yes.
The fact that she's doing the weather on TV is more important to you than how hot she is.
It makes her even – she was already hot. It makes her even hotter.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
It
doesn't. Why does it not make her hotter?
Because she's doing
weather! Because she's a smart, articulate person? That doesn't make her more attractive to you?
See how he tries to turn things around?
I know. See that? I mean, I appreciate that being like smart, articulate women. It's
sure.
just bizarre, his obsession with women in the news. Because
maybe
that's what
Crystal,
it is.
He talks, maybe Crystal and I will not invite you over for Thanksgiving. You think about that?
That's fine with us.
Well, you're only allowing two people there anyway.
Because you're not going to have a Thanksgiving celebration anyway. But Bean has this category of people that do the news, and it's just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot hotter women that do a lot hotter things than talk about weather. And
well,
my fear is that the talking about the weather is what has you excited.
You don't know, man.
I do know. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
If you don't say something now, this is going to be very awkward.
Movie star Emile Hirsch in the studio today.
So talented.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Talking about the motel life.
Looks and how good does that look, by
looks
the way.
Fantastic. Cousin Sal will be here with his picks, so you know if you want to go the other direction.
You might
want to consider that. I don't know how he did last week.
All right, we'll
he
out.
Did not do last week because he had a dentist appointment.
That's right. Brand new internet roundup. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Zachary Levi about Thor.
Excellent.
We have the movie beat because it's Friday. We're going to talk to people who have finished their Christmas shopping already.
Jeez, really?
Yeah. And I don't know if you've heard.
Our associate producer Christine told us yesterday that she's running a little behind this year, but generally she is done by Halloween. Most years, she told us.
That just makes me want to go back to
so
that.
We're going
to
flog her,
me
right?
Me too. Makes me want to, I don't know. I don't know who's in the lead for the flogging, Bean.
If Christine did the weather, can you imagine how hot she'd be?
The unlikely team of Justin Bieber and David Hasselhoff will explain.
Woohoo.
They're new BFFs.
And we've got your tickets for Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Excellent.
That's coming up today as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Hey, I love the weather.
Oh,
I love it so much.
New weather girl.
Oh, she's doing weather.
Oh, new weather girl.
She's talking about the weather. This is so hot.
I'm so hot. Oh,
clouds. All right, kids. All right. That's fine.
Hooray.
Hey, party people. It's Friday, and that's good for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is today is the day at noon that tickets go on sale if you're a K-Rock Street team member for night number one of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's coming up on Saturday, December 7th at the Shrine. I am not sure what the weather will be that night, but the Kings of Leon are going to be playing. Also, Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, the Arctic Monkeys, Cage the Elephant, and so much more. Noon today. It's not too late for you to sign up on the street team if you want to get that password so you can buy your tickets. And Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we unveil details on night number two.
Hey, Wolf Kramer. You will need that password, though. Don't be surprised by that at noon when they're asking for a password. You got to go to krock.com and sign up.
Don't type in, what? Question mark, that's not the password.
Time for the show, Biz B. What's going on?
Oh, Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott. They're flat broke, Lisa May. I don't know if you knew this or not, but they're just broke.
They're always broke.
They're always broke.
Aren't the Spellings like billionaires or something?
Yeah, but Candy, who's got all the cashish now from old man Spelling, who kicked the bucket,
right?
Apparently won't cough up any for Tori. Won't give her any.
But they keep doing these reality shows.
Yes.
Well, that's probably why.
Yes, they do. But Tori said, according to reports of surface, that the couple was so broke now they couldn't afford to get Dean McDermott a vasectomy.
That's why they keep having all these kids?
I guess so.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no other way?
Nope. There's no other way to not have children than a vasectomy.
Now, isn't a vasectomy an inexpensive operation, you guys?
Yes.
You just,
I mean,
you
get seriously, a pair it's like a $500 of, deal or something,
you
right?
You get a pair of tin snips out of the garage.
Yeah.
Pour a little vodka over the area. Just knock it out.
I got mine done.
Super glue, and you just seal it right up.
I got mine done in a van out behind a Vons store.
I remember that.
Yeah. So, I saw smoke.
Word is they're flat broke. Justin Bieber. Great week for Justin Bieber.
I wish he was flat broke.
Wouldn't that be
awesome.
Great? Well, it'll happen. I heard he invested heavily in Twitter. So he'll be broke soon.
Well, it's down this morning, you guys.
Yeah.
Woo! So it begins.
Bean's a mogul. Wheeling and dealing. I had to pick him.
This girl who shot the video of him sleeping before she left his hotel room.
That was supposedly a prostitute?
Well, you know why she's supposed to be a prostitute?
Because she was?
She's a prostitute.
Okay, good. I didn't know.
Although his people immediately rushed a denial to TMZ saying, she's not a prostitute. She's just a girl who overstayed her welcome at an after party. That's all.
Overstayed her welcome. That's part of the prostitute experience is getting him to leave, right?
Well, that's why she was leaving when she took the video, by the way. The good news is our friends at Egotastic.com took it upon themselves to hunt down the details about Tatiana Neves Barbosa.
All right.
And Tati was tracked through various means, Facebook and others, to a gentleman's magazine called Private.
Okay.
Now, she is the winner of the 2012 Miss Bikini Wellness pageant there in Brazil. Miss Bikini Wellness.
Okay.
But in the magazine called Private, she reportedly advertises her services.
Ah.
And so...
specializes in young boys.
It would seem that she is indeed a professional in what she does. So,
by the way, isn't it bad form to fall asleep while the hooker is still in your room?
It's stupid is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you should talk, because you know you're going to wake up and your wallet's going to be gone. I
or
mean, you
your
totally,
kidney.
And a kidney, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to wake up in a tub of ice.
Or, worst case scenario, she takes video of you with her cell phone before she leaves and posts it on YouTube. Makes you look like an ace.
Now, we talk sometimes about why somebody would choose a prostitute when they have their pick of the ladies.
Yes.
In Bieber's case, does that make sense for you guys that he would go that route rather than one of his adoring fans?
Sure, yeah. Listen, a prostitute, like you said, always affords you the cleanliness of a open and closed relationship.
So to speak.
The act is achieved, and then they go their way with their money, and you don't have to worry about it ever. You get a fan or something, and then... they think there's some sort of relationship there, and there's emotional entanglements and issues. And
they start taking video of you sleeping.
Yeah, and you don't want that.
Like all things, I go to South Park for the answer.
You see, children, sometimes a man needs to be with a woman.
Right.
But sometimes when the loving is over, the woman just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk. Mm-hmm. But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children.
Sing it if you know it.
That's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You're paying her to leave afterwards. That's why I praise the Lord for prostitutes. Prostitutes. They all.
I'm not casting any aspersions on the profession itself.
Yeah, me either.
Not that I've ever partaken myself in any situation that may have been illegal.
Right. You're legal. That's what we know about you.
That's right.
You follow the law to the letter.
But I mock his stupidity for falling asleep with a prostitute in the room.
That's what I'm saying.
Allowing her to videotape him and publicly embarrass him.
But that's best case scenario, too.
Because you're really not getting what you pay for in that case. Even after you've had this, you're paying for the anonymity, for the simplicity of the exchange.
Right.
And that was not a simple exchange.
Did somebody order a hooker over here?
Stretch the imagination.
Love it.
We're talking to Zach Levi later today.
Yep.
Regarding his role in Thor, you may want to tread lightly with his Broadway show. You may want to.
Oh, really? Did not go well for him?
Maybe not want to.
How come?
Dwell too much on that.
Is it over?
First date has been dumped.
Aww.
The show will close on January the 4th, according to Variety. Reviews were mixed. Box office never really took off, and so looks like that show will be ending its engagement at that particular theater. On the 4th of January. So, hey, how's the first date going? Don't lead with that.
That
is what I'm saying when you talk to him. And if you had hopes for that Flaming Lips Kesha album, well, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Flaming Lips frontman Wayne Coyne tweeted yesterday that the Lipsha project, as they were calling it, has been called off. He's sad about it, wouldn't say why the album was scrapped. However, friends are suggesting he's sobered up.
Kesha,
flaming lips. There'll be a lot of costumes in that get-together.
That's true.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Jessica Lowndes, 25 years old today. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
TV personality Jack Osborne. You know what Jessica's never done?
No.
Read the weather.
Oh.
Never. Not once.
She'd be so much hotter if she did, right, Pete?
It just makes her hotter. He talks about a cold front.
Jack Osborne, TV personality, is 28 years old today. Daniel Ramirez. Good bunch of attractive women today. 34. Where's the bell? Hey, where's the damn bell?
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
You should know who that is.
Who is she?
She played Turtle's girlfriend when he was working the tequila factory.
Good deal.
Her father owned.
That is a good deal.
Yeah. 34 years old today. Tara Reid is 38. Gretchen Mol. Oh, I've had a crush on her for so long. 40 years old today. Parker Posey turns 45. Courtney Thorne Smith celebrates her 46th birthday.
What a day.
Yeah. And the most attractive of them all, TV chef Gordon Ramsay, is 47 years old today. Where's the bell for Gordon Ramsay?
Please.
He makes an excellent risotto. You stupid monkey. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Zachary Levi, one of the stars of Thor the Dark World, joins us next hour right here on the Kevin Bean Show. And that's one of the new films Ralph Garman reviews this week on the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
A ton of movies coming out this week, and most of them, however, in limited release. So if any of these sound good to you, you're going to have to work a little harder to find them in your local theaters. Starting with The Starving Games. See?
What?
The Starving Games.
What?
Is a hilarious parody of what? Guess what it's a parody of. See if you can
Twilight?
Guess. No.
The Hunger, Harry Potter?
The Hunger Games.
Star Wars?
No, see, these are the Starving Games.
I don't get it. Fast 6? Fast 5? What is it? Fast Furious 5? No?
What happened?
We're guessing. We're trying to guess.
Oh.
He already told you.
I did already say the Hunger Games.
Oh, I wasn't
Games.
Listening.
Yes. A spoof of the Hunger Games in this film, Can't Miss Evershot. See what they did there?
This better be from the Wayans brothers.
Because her name is Katniss in the real one, but this is Can't Miss Evershot.
Wow.
Must fight for her life in the 75th annual Starving Games, where she can win an old ham, a coupon for a foot-long sub, and a partially eaten pickle.
Partially eaten?
But she's starving, Kevin, so it's okay for... She wants.
I love it.
Kevin's going the first screening. Also this weekend, fascinating documentary. You may want to check this out if you like the behind-the-scenes stuff when it comes to sports, especially this high-profile story. Lance Armstrong.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
His improbable rise and then ultimate fall from grace revolving his doping when it came to the sport of bicycle racing. It's called The Armstrong Lie. Well, I wonder how they feel about it. Armstrong is interviewed in this, along with other participants in the scandal, so you may want to check that out.
Is he interviewed after the whole thing happened?
Release? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here are some clips from the trailer of The Armstrong Lie.
In 2009, I set out to make a film about Lance Armstrong's comeback year.
Lance, how are you feeling?
Nervous, but that's good.
I wasn't naive about past doping allegations.
Never tested positive.
They think he has.
He didn't.
But I couldn't help but root for the old pro. He had lied to me, straight to my face, all throughout 2009.
UCI would ban Lance Armstrong from cycling.
When the truth came out, I told him he owed me an explanation.
After the years and years of just the most amazing denials.
And emphatically say I'm not on drugs.
He agreed to sit down one more time.
I certainly was very confident that I would never be caught.
Wow. Interesting.
Real story behind Lance Armstrong's lies.
Interesting.
The Armstrong lie.
I like that guy that makes it all about himself, though. He lied to me.
I'm exhausted. You know what it was like for me to go through this? Whatever with his scandal. What about my feelings?
What about me and the hurt?
Anyway, if you want to hear it from the man himself, this sounds like a good documentary for you. Also in limited release this weekend, looks like a terrific film from director Kevin MacDonald. Saoirse Ronan stars in a movie called How I Live Now. An American girl sent to the English countryside to stay with relatives finds herself fighting for survival as the UK turns into a violent military state due to nuclear war. The big ones have gone off, and now everyone is just living like animals.
This looks great.
Including Saoirse Ronan's character Daisy and her beloved Eddie. How I Live Now. And in this scene from that film, the two characters, Eddie and Daisy, are discussing what happened when the bombs went off.
Power cut. Whole house. Isaac, get the torch.
Eddie, what's a nuclear?
It's just something they say on the TV. Just now, come in. Radio might tell us more, eh?
How far away is London?
Far.
We heard the sound. We heard it happen.
Isaac! It's not a game.
Sounds like a game.
It does not sound like a game to me, sir.
This Kevin McDonald, man, what a pedigree, as we had him in earlier in the week. I mean, he did the Oscar-winning documentary One Day in September, King of Scotland, State of Play. I mean, he's just got a great track record.
He is a good director. And, of course, the big one this weekend, the reason everything else is in limited release and nobody's putting their big movies out this weekend.
Yeah.
Thor!
Everybody's just getting out of the way.
The Dark World! There are problems in your world. I'm here to fix them.
Natalie Portman stars as Jane, Thor's girlfriend. He's back to help the planet Earth. Of course, he did a little work with the Avengers there in New York, but then he disappeared. Now he's back because our planet is in big, 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 big trouble. He's back with his brother Loki.
I love him.
And here's the thing about women. You go off and you save the world a couple times and you got work to do and you live in an alternate universe and you're visiting Asgard and your dad lives there and you got family problems. But all she cares about is, oh, where have you been? Why haven't you called me? I haven't seen you in a while.
What about us?
We had plans. Imagine being a superhero just having a woman like that just nagging at you all
day
long. She's
Natalie Portman. She's the perfect woman.
Here's a scene where Jane's asking Thor, yo, Thor, where you been?
Jane.
Sorry, I just needed to make sure you were real. It's been a very strange day.
I am. Jane, what?
Where were you?
Where were you? Heimdall cannot see you.
I was right here where you left me. I was waiting, and then I was crying, and then I went out looking for you. You said you were coming back.
I know, but the Bifrost was destroyed. The Nine Realms erupted into chaos. Wars were raging. Marauders were pillaging. I had to put an end to the slaughter.
As excuses go, it's not terrible.
Ugh, women.
5 seconds. 5 seconds, he's home.
Yep.
She starts in on
slapping
him.
Slapping a Norse god. I would have brought that hammer down.
Didn't hear, hey, come on in, honey. I made you some dinner. Let me get you a drink. Let me take your shoes. Didn't hear any of that.
Let me lick your hammer like Miley Cyrus. No. I didn't hear any of that. None of it. boy, women. That's the big one for this week, and the one everyone's going to enjoy, Thor the Dark World, won't you? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie.
Got a brand new Kevin Bean Internet Roundup coming up for you later on today. Plus, stand by to win tickets for, I'm sorry, not the Starving Games. I hate to disappoint you. We're gonna send you to the other one.
But it's can't miss ever shot.
The not as good one, the Hunger Games Catching Fire. We got those tickets coming up in a little while here on the Kevin Bean Show. Ralph, you've got troubles at home, son.
That's just so frustrating.
What's happening?
I guess every neighborhood has one of these people.
There's plenty in mine if you're talking about bad neighbors.
But we had a situation in our house, and it's like a city problem, I guess. But there is the way the street is laid out, for some reason, any runoff from sprinklers or anything else lands right in front of my house.
Okay, good.
So it ends up being a moat between our house and the street.
Sounds like a good system so far.
Standing water. And we've talked to the city about it. I said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We tried doing some stuff, but we couldn't figure it out. It's just the way the land is.
Right.
So there are these trees along, like every, you know, residential area. There's trees along the streets there. And they had put in, when we bought the house years ago, 5 years ago, these pepper trees. And I have a pepper tree.
I don't know what that is.
But it's a bad tree.
It's not a good tree.
What makes a bad tree?
It's got these tiny little leaves that fall off constantly, and these little peppers, I guess they are, they drop off, little fruits from the tree. And it's just a nightmare on the best of circumstances.
Right.
But because of the standing water, all this crap falls into the water and then rots and turns into mulch.
Ooh.
And then becomes food for, like, stegosauruses and stuff we see, like, using as a watering hole. And there's mosquitoes flying up from it. It just becomes a swamp in front of our house.
The animal kingdom has put out the word.
Yes. So my lovely wife takes it upon herself to rectify the situation, and she pulls out the pepper trees, and she puts in some palms, which
All
are
right.
nice because palms don't shed anything. There's no leaves or anything. They're a beautiful tree. It's a Southern California tradition.
Yeah, sure.
It's in these beautiful palm trees, about 15 feet tall, palm, three of them.
Did the city give you a bonus because you increased the value of the property?
No. Turns out there was a woman two doors down who is a nut, who is a tree
Uh-oh.
Nut.
Oh, no.
And came out and started screaming at our landscaping guy while he was taking those trees out and putting new ones in. You can't do that. This isn't your decision to make. I'm on the tree planning committee.
Oh.
And I picked those trees, and you're going to pay. I'm going to make an example out of you people. She's banging on the door and harassing my wife and going just bat-ass crazy.
Wow.
It was just a nightmare.
Can I back up and just say there's a tree planting committee?
Apparently, every neighborhood, certainly in my neighborhood, there's some sort of tree commission. You're gonna get it. This will not stand. And she's on the phone with the city, screaming at us and screaming into her phone, and we're just ignoring her because this is some crazy old bat, right?
Right, right.
Well, this week,
we
get a notification from the city of Los Angeles,
yes,
saying that we have violated 14 different parts of the tree code or something. That you cannot pull a tree up on your own property.
What?
That lines the street without going through the commission and submitting a plan and getting a permit.
But you own the land that it's on?
Yeah.
What?
But because the sidewalk, I guess, is city property and the street on the other side is city property.
Right.
They get to have a say-so in what happens in that arena.
This city has no money. There are trees that are falling down, and they know they are a danger, and they don't have the money to come and cut them down.
Right.
And they have the time to send you a notice?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's unbelievable to me.
They sent, apparently, an inspector out to look at our trees, and he filed a report.
Well, as you know, palm trees are nowhere in Southern California. So.
Well, no, that's what an eyesore. No one likes to see those in Southern California.
What the hell?
And because we replaced our trees, now we got this thing that we are potentially, we could be imprisoned up to 6 months.
Oh, that would be awesome. Let's be honest, that would be awesome.
Hey, what are you in for? I pulled out a pepper tree.
No way, man. Leave him alone. He's a pepper tree killer.
The guy go, you too?
A fine of up to, I think, $250,000.
Wow.
Maybe this is how they're making their money back.
Ah, there you go.
They've demanded that we pull out the palm trees and put back in the pepper trees, the hideous pepper trees that were there previously.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And then we have to make a donation, a tree donation.
What a shakedown.
It is. It's blackmail.
You can donate four Jacinda trees. Jacaranda trees. If you give us four of those, then maybe
we'll call it even.
Maybe we won't haul you off to the hooscow.
What's happening?
I'm thinking, what time and energies does this city have to put into what trees are going on? That's not we're putting out, like, poop trees or something where poop is falling on people and they walk under it.
Wait, there's a poop tree?
And the reasons they put in there is like, well, these trees are over 15 feet tall and people might have a hard time getting under the branches. I said, have you ever seen a palm tree? Shaquille O'Neal can walk under a palm tree and have no problem with the branches.
He can jump as high as he wants.
It might impede pedestrian traffic.
What?
It's a palm tree. Unless you walk into it, you're not going to be impeded. Unless you're drunk and you stumble in and smash your face into the trunk, you're not going to be impeded.
Which would happen with any tree if you're drunk and you smash
That's
into it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And like, well, these trees have to be protected. It's like the old trees were put in as saplings when they built the house 5 years ago. So these aren't, majestic redwoods that were
cut down. Right,
these
aren't 140-year-old trees, right.
This isn't some sort of historic monument. It was just an ugly freaking tree that used to leave crap all over our standing water problem. City, thank you, by the way. And now we put in beautiful, tall, majestic palm trees, and now I might go to jail. I'm going to tree jail.
Ralph's going to tree jail.
What the hell?
I've never heard of such a thing, and I thought the disarray that this city is currently going through, is this really a priority? that in a lovely residential neighborhood, if you put in some nice palm trees, that now they're going to come down and put their jack boots on my throat?
I don't know, because it seems like people who go to jail get kicked out immediately because there's no room. They're putting
you know what? Just go to jail.
That's how I should do it.
They're
I should
putting
turn
people for
in.
Trees?
You'll come be there on. For a minute.
I'm fight flummoxed. It. I'm flummoxed.
Fight
by
it. Don't let the man get you down.
I guess if I get a lawyer.
Oh, that's so much money, though.
I got to hire a lawyer to take on the city to say, what the F's wrong with you?
All right, here's what I do. This is just my advice for you.
Great. I'm going to jail for sure.
Take
now.
The palm trees out. Put your trees back in, and then in the middle of the night, put the palm trees in that woman's front yard.
And then call the city?
And call the city and go, I can't believe it.
I'm making an example of you. You're a ruiner of the neighborhood.
Or else go to tree jail. Well, it was great to have you on the show for a while.
Yeah, if you could send me some baked goods or something while I'm inside, maybe some cigarettes that I could trade so I don't have to give up my ass. I'd appreciate it.
That's not too much to ask.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Coming up right after 7 o'clock, in about 10 minutes from right now, we're going to want to talk to some Kevin and Bean listeners who have already finished their Christmas shopping.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why
do we hate them so much? I do, too.
That's what
but
I
want
to know. That's what I want to know. I want to know why you hate people who are organized.
I think it makes us look bad.
Yes, it makes me realize how disorganized I am.
But who has that? Who has that life? Anyone who has that
kind of
life,
time.
Yes. Anyone who has that kind of time where they're already done Christmas shopping is just a waste of space. We have no room for them in our society.
Okay. I don't know that
because
that's
they
the way
are
to
not
get
producing
call,
anything of any value at any other time. If they're able to shop for Christmas in the fall, in the late summer, early fall period of the year, they are not doing anything. They are
but
not
isn't
productive.
It just all right. Look, I don't want to bite into Ralph's time, but let's talk about it with you, the Kevin and Bean Lister, who has finished your Christmas shopping here on where are we? November 8th, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Give us a call 1-800-520-1067. If you're out there, we want to talk to you. Coming up next on K-Rock. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Yeah, put down the bonbons that you're eating while you're relaxing on your chaise lounge, being fanned by someone with a palm frond, and give us a call because you don't do anything else if you're done with Christmas.
Hey, a little less
right
from
now.
You, felony tree planter.
I'm an evil tree planter.
You're not allowed to vote anymore, felon.
That's right. Heidi Montag, remember that name?
Barely.
She was part of Spidey.
Oh, yes.
Spencer and Heidi.
Yes.
Well, Heidi, as always, in desperate need for attention, apparently can't do anymore. She can't do anything more to herself, plastic surgery-wise. She's had 10 plastic surgery procedures in a single day. Nose job and liposuction. She had her breast increased to an F-cup. She's done everything she can surgically to her body to get us to pay attention to her.
Right, and still no one cares.
And we got bored.
And now no one cares and no one's talking about her anymore.
She's got fake boobs, fake lips, fake nose, fake cheekbones. She's fake, fake, fake.
So what choice does she have now but to go backwards?
Backwards.
Now she's starting to undo the surgery she had.
What?
Last week, she had her F-cups removed, and she had new implants put in a more manageable C-cup, she says. Heidi, of course, filmed the surgery for Entertainment Tonight.
Of course she did.
And now she's unveiled her smaller breasts for the first time, posing for a photo shoot in Santa Barbara, California.
Where are your nipples, man?
They're gone. Oh, they had to take those. Yeah. The F-cups, she says, weighed around 3 pounds each. And said, that felt like bowling balls on my chest.
Obviously.
I might have been right the first time. Felt like bowling balls on my chest. Really? Who could have guessed that? Who could have seen that coming, Heidi? When you get 3 pound implants stapled to your sternum.
What if that's going to change the weight of them at all?
If that's going to be uncomfortable at all, having giant F-cup implants under your skin. Who could have seen that coming?
Honestly, just look at the cleavage.
Good point.
I wouldn't do it again, that's for sure. It was a lot more than I could have expected.
What?
She's a genius. So
oh,
now,
man, they're big. They're huge.
She did a photo shoot of her C-cups now so we can all see how much better she looks.
Well, she's not going to be able to fix her face. There's no plastic surgeon talented enough to roll back that clock.
No, she needs a transplant. Exciting Star Wars news. Star Wars Episode 7. It's happening, people. It's coming to a theater near you. We've got a release date. Circle your calendars.
All right.
December 18th.
Oh, that's in a month. That's fantastic news.
2015.
Yay!
Wait, 2015, we now know, will be the date.
That's 2 years away.
Of the release of Star Wars Episode 7.
That's unacceptable.
2015.
Wait, December what, Ralph?
18th.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you got something?
Tied up that day.
Oh, that's a drag. Sorry to hear that. Why do they bother giving us those releases?
I don't know. They moved that one, right? That was supposed to be Memorial Weekend, if I recall, 2015. They're bumping it now.
You got better than me, son. I don't keep track of it.
We haven't been following the story that closely.
I don't have Movie Phone Future app. I don't have that. I wait till about a week before a movie comes out. I go, oh, that's out. I'll go see that now.
Star Wars, maybe you give a month.
Maybe I'll know it's coming a month ahead of time.
By the way, phone lines packed with people who have finished their Christmas shopping.
Oh, I'm gonna just murder them one by one.
Eric, I have two jobs. I'm totally busy, but I'm still doing my Christmas job. F you, Eric.
But shouldn't we look at Eric and go, he's doing it right?
No, we should look at
Eric.
He's got
a stress-free December ahead of him.
Not really. Not when I start stalking him and pelting him with rocks and garbage.
He doesn't have the joy that I have of that December 24th panic.
That's the Christmas spirit right there. When you're hauling ass through the mall and they're pulling the gates down on the stores, still trying to find something to buy.
Just finding whatever they have left and buying it.
That's the best.
Kevin finds all the best stuff at Walgreens on Christmas Eve. That's correct. I'll tell you that.
You know, your old buddy Ed McMahon, legendary co-star of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for many years. He went out of his way. That's how he Christmas shopped every year. He would get a limo, and on Christmas Eve, would tool around
Los
Angeles.
That was his plan?
That was his plan, and he would shop for all of his friends and family on that evening. So that made the Christmas spirit for him.
Yes! That's weird.
Scrooge did it one day.
Well,
Ebenezer Scrooge woke up Christmas morning.
That's hard to argue.
And went shopping for everybody. So come on, people now.
Don't do it.
Celebrity birthdays.
Thank you.
Jessica Lowndes, she is 25 years old today. TV personality Jack Osborne turns 28. Daniel Ramirez is 34. Tara Reid is 38. Gretchen Mol, so good on, of course, Boardwalk Empire. Before that, she was in Life on Mars, and she was Betty Page in that movie of her life. Just a great actress who's just beautiful. Parker Posey's 45. Courtney Thorne Smith, I guess we first fell in love with her on Melrose Place. And then, of course, The World According to Jim, or My Life with Jim, or Jimmy's Life, or How's Jimmy Doing?
That's it. It was How's Jimmy Doing.
I loved that show. She's 46 years old, and TV chef Gordon Ramsay celebrates his 47th birthday. Apparently, it's Bonnie Raitt's birthday, too. Someone sent me an email saying, how come you don't mention Bonnie Raitt?
Okay. Really? There's somebody out there that's offended by not mentioning Bonnie Raitt?
Signed B. Raitt.
Look, she's an enormously talented artist, but I don't know that she's our crowd.
I don't think Dave the King Mexico knows who she is. That's why she's
and
not
he
on
shouldn't.
The list. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Let me live that fantasy.
That song ended prematurely, right? I'm not late. That song just ended.
Clearly.
Way too
early. It's the song's fault.
Yes. It's the song's fault. It ended for some reason and just quit.
Hey, fewer than 5 hours from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, at high noon today, street team members will be online buying their tickets for night number one of the 24th annual KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas. It is finally here. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Make sure you sign up to be a street team member. It only takes a minute. You get that password back and you can buy your tickets when they go on sale today. Monday morning, we'll be unveiling details on night number two. All right, it's Christmas, you guys. I mean, it's practically Christmas Eve right now. Barely
November.
I mean, seriously, if you don't have your Christmas shopping done by now, what the hell's wrong with you? You're some sort of a crazy slacker waiting till the last minute, right?
Certainly that's what some of the people on hold think.
let's go to Eric. He's on line six.
Turn the music down. Seriously, I can't.
He's the one that Ralph was mocking right before the break. He's the first of many people who are calling right now who are already done with their Christmas shopping. Eric, is this so, my friend?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Completely. Do you have no one to buy for?
Oh, good question.
I have 5 people to buy for. I have 5 people in my family that I buy for every month of October for the past 6 years. And since my birthday is December 23rd, I just want to get it over with. And I have 2 jobs.
Right. So, you have two jobs.
How do you have time?
How do you have the time to be done by now?
Because I work in the morning. I'm actually on my way home right now, work at LAX. And, I mean, sometimes, you know, throughout the month of October, I'll get off of work and I'll just go straight to the mall, you know?
You buy crappy gifts.
Let's form that as a question. Do you buy crappy gifts?
Halloween sweaters for Christmas. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's crappy.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you trying to tear down Eric, who's working so hard to make his friends and family happy at the holidays?
I think the truth of the matter is that guys like Eric make us feel bad about ourselves.
Yes.
So we attack.
We don't have good time management skills, apparently.
Right. So whatever with you, Eric.
So there's no way for somebody else to be good without it making you feel bad.
Obviously.
Well, I think that's what's going on here, sure.
I see. All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jessica, who is shopping for 15, apparently, and is already done.
Jessica?
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. You're finished. You're done.
Yeah, I'm finished. So this is my first year doing it, but throughout the year, I just buy gifts because I don't like going shopping usually. So the idea of shopping for all 15 at the same time is really overwhelming. So just throughout the year, I buy my Christmas gifts, and it's easier on my budget.
Well, that makes sense because you do spread it out, and then you don't get the crazy credit card bill in January. But let me ask you this: like, did you wake up one day and go, "All right, today's the day I'm going to go out and find something for Dad or for Mom or for my boyfriend or whatever it is"? Or do you just, as you're out regularly, when you see something that makes you think of that person, that's how you grab it?
Yeah, that's usually how I do it, especially, and it also makes me seem more thoughtful because in May, my dad was saying how he really likes this toy model car, and so I bought it. So then in December, he's going to say, wow, I can't believe you remember that back in May, but I really had bought it then.
All right. You're better than we are.
Now, Jessica, I have to ask you this. How are you going to handle this with your other friends and family members who, when they come to you and go, oh, I can't believe I have all this Christmas shopping to do. I'm so stressed out. I don't have the time. Are you going to bite your tongue or are you going to mock them?
Well, I'm also really horrible at, like, keeping surprises, so I might even spit out, like, I already got your Christmas present, and this is what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm really horrible at that.
All right. Thank you for the call. Dear Kevin and Bean, Ted writes in, please do not condone this behavior. These are the same mother effers who got their homework and class projects done a week early and then asked the teacher in front of everyone if there was any extra credit work they could do.
Yeah, F those F people
these,
as well.
F these people is what Ted says. They're terrible human beings who are clearly missing a part of their souls. All right. So now we can all feel bad about ourselves. And isn't that really the mission of the Kevin and Bean Show?
I believe that is, yeah.
Ralph had the craziest story this week. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised because lots of famous people become friends on Twitter. I mean, that's like the new, America's new meeting place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But David Hasselhoff tweeted something the other day, and Justin Bieber tweeted back at David Hasselhoff, and they started having this whole conversation. They don't know each other, but they started having this whole conversation, and now they're like BFFs just because they started talking on Twitter.
Some weird photo that was out there of Hasselhoff who was naked and it was covered with cheese. Cheese was covering his important parts.
Yes.
And he wrote, cheesy reporting, as I never pose naked surrounding myself with cheese. This reporter is a cheesy liar. What is he for?
God.
It's Hasselhoff.
So then, by the Bieber way, was there some scandal that he was photographed with cheese? Like, why would you even take the time to respond to somebody dummying up a photo like that? I don't know.
I really don't. But Bieber saw that and wanted to give him some feedback and let him know that everything's going to be okay. Don't listen to the haters.
Oh, geez.
So now you've got Hasselhoff and Bieber tweeting back and forth. Bieber said, strange because I have posed naked surrounded by cheese. I also had a baby, hired women, gone crazy, spit on people I love, and oh, yeah, I've died 3 times. By the way, all of that stuff that Bieber's – not all of it, but most of the stuff that Bieber's talking about
– is true.
Is true. Happened.
Yeah.
So basically, he's trying to say, hey, celebrities are just like us, right? Because they talk crap about me, David Hasselhoff, just like they talk about you.
Can't believe or dwell on the BS. Just got to know your truth. You can't bring us down. And at David Hasselhoff, everyone loved Baywatch. So this conversation is going back and forth.
Let's talk to Justin. I believe we've got him on the line here. Let's find out what this new love affair is like between Justin Bieber and David Hasselhoff. Do we have him on the phone?
Justin?
Hey, what other question?
There we go.
Okay, play that first. Hey?
All right. Sorry.
I was confused too, Justin. What's going on, Mr. Bieber?
Hey, what are the questions, eh, bro?
We haven't really asked any yet.
He did. He said, hey, how's it going, eh?
Right. That's
what
just kind of
a question. That
it's more
of a, writing a book, eh?
It's more of a just a greeting than it is a question. Nobody
it's
really
like
wants
a question,
all
eh?
Right.
I don't know how it is there in America.
All right. So you don't know David Hasselhoff at all. Why did you respond to him on Twitter about such a stupid thing?
First off, because everyone loves Baywatch, eh? Because it's a great show and everyone loved it.
It hasn't been on in like 10 years, has it?
I know, but still, it lives in our hearts.
Okay.
Okay. And second, I felt for him because the press is always trying to tear me down too, eh? Just like they are the Hoffs.
But you understand that the press is basically just reporting what you're doing.
That's crazy talk, eh? Because like this week alone, they said, one, I put graffiti on a building.
That happened, yes.
Right, people saw you do that.
Two, I was seen coming out of a brothel in Brazil, eh?
Right, and there's
also a fact.
There's a photo that the prostitute put up of you sleeping.
Coming out of my room, she videotaped me, eh?
Right.
Coming out. That I got hit with a water bottle on stage and walked off stage, eh? All these lies about me alone, just this week alone.
Those are all provable.
What?
I mean, there's video of you getting...
His voice is changing. That's not going to be good. Like it. So, Justin...
Hey.
Yeah, hey, right. So, are you and the Hoff going to start hanging out now? Are you guys friends, or was just
a
one-time...
Yeah, of course we're friends. Hey, we're hanging out right now. I'm in Paraguay now, getting ready for my show, and so the Hoff flew down here to hang out, and we're going to have, like, you know, well, not party, because Hoff's sober.
Right.
And I don't pay for prostitutes or drink because I'm underage.
Right. You're underage, right, sure. Exactly.
So we'll probably hang out and play some Mahjong, eh?
Why don't you go, can you find the Hoff? Can you bring him to the phone?
Jeez, go the tweet's not that big, for God's sakes. Of course I can find him. He's right over here. Hey, Dave. Yeah, come here, man.
Can you imagine the conversation between these two?
No.
Hey, the Hoff loves to rock. How you guys
David
doing?
David Hasselhoff, you are there with Justin Bieber. I just thought he was lying about
that. Hey, K-Rock. How's it going? Hey, how do I get tickets for that acoustic Christmas thing? Do I come down here to the station, or how do I get those?
They go on sale today at noon, but you have to have the password. You have to go to...
if I have the password, do I get them half Hoff?
No. You're able to buy them when they go on sale at noon, though, along with everybody else.
Can we take a little Hoff the top for a discount for me?
Please stop working your name into every word.
Hey, so, I had some time Hoff, so I thought I'd come down here and hang with Justin, my new buddy.
Right.
Cheesy reporters.
Right. But here's my question for you. You're 61 years old, and he's a little twerp. What do you have to say to him?
Superstardom. We've got that in common. I'm huge in Germany.
Right.
And he's huge.
Everywhere else.
All the other countries. So together we got the world covered. The Hoff loves the world.
Now, is he the person?
Right.
Is he the kind of person you should be hanging out as a sober man, though,
of course
Hoff?
We're having a little breakfast here. He gave me this breakfast drink. It's called potato juice, I think.
I don't think I would drink that if I were you.
Yeah, that's
it's made out of
like
potatoes.
Vodka.
Made out of potatoes, he said. Ooh, I love potatoes.
Isn't that like vodka or something?
Hey, do you ever eat hash browns in the morning?
Of course.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
So this potato juice should be good.
But that's a different thing completely.
Mm. Yeah. I would be careful. He hangs out in bars and prostitutes.
Got a bit of a wang to it, huh?
David.
Yeah, that's good potatoes.
Maybe you
don't. Like that hit you pretty hard.
Oh, I love potatoes.
Okay, right. Stop drinking that. Put it down.
I'm all right.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Oh, this is a mess.
Right.
I'm a believer.
This escalated quickly.
This is a mess. It's prostitutes everywhere.
Oh, no.
Isn't that a good thing?
I'm naked, covered with cheese. Right.
I thought that was just made up.
Now it's true.
Now it's true.
Oh, come on.
What happened?
You just started drinking 1 minute ago.
Hit some hard.
Hey, the Hoff feels much better.
All right. Well, you're not Zachary Levi. What the hell's going on here?
Not even close.
Nope.
Fire beer mug. Right?
Right.
All right, we're still looking for Zach. Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Friday morning. Thanks a lot. Internet Roundup coming up in just a few minutes, and we got a chance for you to win your tickets for the Hunger Games next hour as well. You know, elections happened across much of this great land of ours this past Tuesday, and one of the elections that I was very interested in, Kevin, is East Haven, Connecticut. There is a mayor there named Joseph Maturo. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I have not.
He was very controversial earlier this year.
Is he the one smoking crack?
No, I'm sorry. That's Rob Ford up in Toronto. This guy has been a staple on The Daily Show earlier in the year because of an interview that he gave. His town was rocked by some racial profiling going on with the police. In fact, a couple of officers lost their jobs there. The FBI had to come in. I mean, there were almost race riots in this town in Connecticut because some of the Latinos were getting beaten down, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just a firestorm. And this mayor did an interview a few months ago where he was asked about the problems, and his answer maybe didn't rub everybody the right way.
What are you doing for the Latino community today?
I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay, so in response to what are you doing for the Latinos in the community? And again, it's a powder keg in East Haven, Connecticut right now. Riots are almost breaking out. Is that he might go home and have tacos.
He hasn't made up his mind yet.
Right. Now, when you hear that, and look, we've all dug ourselves a hole. But what's the first rule of getting out of a hole? Stop digging.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Stop digging. I don't know whether – you tell me. We'll hear some more of this interview. I don't know whether he realized that he had put his foot in it or he didn't, but he sure continued to make it worse the longer he talked to this reporter.
What are you doing for the Latino community today?
I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not quite sure yet. I have spent 2 years in Puerto Rico. I will probably do the same thing for the Latino community.
You realize that's not really the comment to say right now. Yeah, you might have tacos tonight.
I might have spaghetti tonight.
Okay, so,
well, he's keeping his options open.
Is he just swimming right now?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like he's annoyed by the questions.
Yes,
it seems
it does.
Like he's mad at the controversy.
It does. I do love that he – I know some Puerto Ricans. Yeah. Whatever it was he said. Like, it's just – it's not helping, sir.
Being of Italian descent – I could go out and I've had ethnic food, and when you ask me what I was doing for Latinos tonight, I may go out and have a Latino dinner in the Latino community. There's nothing wrong with that, and you could twist it and turn it whichever way the press decides to do.
All right, so now it's the reporter's fault for asking the question, what are you doing for the Latino community? Now it's his fault. Now he's the bad guy, and he's twisting it according to this mayor.
So how did this mayor get in so much trouble?
This is how he got in trouble. He got in trouble because of his flippant response to the real problems that were happening in his community. And I bring it up now to say that he was reelected with an overwhelming percentage of the vote this past Tuesday. But wait, there's more.
Again, being someone of Italian descent, I don't know what you are, and it doesn't matter what you are. Being of Italian descent, I, in this community, have been at times thought to be of an ethnic background. And you know what? Our community is an open community. We admire all religions, all faiths. It doesn't matter whether you're Italian.
Didn't it seem like maybe a shorter answer would serve the mayor well?
I don't think he's angry. He's answering anything.
No, he's super angry at this guy and at the whole scandal.
By the way, why are you asking
me about dinner, apparently, is what I'm getting from him.
Yeah. I'll have whatever I want. It's none of your business.
The reporter didn't ask him about dinner,
though. No, he did not.
By the way, Latino groups mailed the mayor's office hundreds of tacos after this comment came out. So he had no choice but to have tacos for dinner.
Whether you're Irish, whether you're Polish, that to me doesn't matter one little iota. So if I was going to go out and have a Mexican dinner tonight,
no one asked
about
dinner.
Italian dinner tonight. It's immaterial.
It's a filibuster.
It's an open community.
I wasn't asking about what you're having for dinner, sir. I was asking, what are you doing for the community? And you responded immediately, I'm going to have tacos probably tonight.
No matter how you twist and turn it.
I'm not twisting or turning your words. You just told me that tonight, when I asked you, what are you doing for the Latino community?
Here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make it sound whichever way reporters want it to sound.
Mayor.
Go for it.
Mayor.
Take your best shot.
Mayor.
Hey, your best shot. Go ahead.
I am not
twisting words here.
Say it the whatever way you want. But you can twist it and turn it whichever way, or make it sound whichever way you want to the press.
I'll go with what you said originally, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, reelected with a huge majority in East Haven, Connecticut. There's your mayor. Right here. You might have tacos tonight. I don't know.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph Garman on a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the beat, I have a very special guest to talk about today.
Okay.
Because, of course, Thor, The Dark World, comes out today. And I know you guys thought we were going to talk to Zachary Levi earlier today.
Yeah.
Right.
But it turns out...
He stiffed us.
No, he didn't stiff us at all. They don't have daylight savings time in Asgard.
Is that
yeah,
it?
That's the problem.
So I didn't realize that.
So the timing is a little off.
So it's daylight savings time?
Right. It was because of the time change.
Standard time, you guys. Standard time.
Because
hello.
Because of the time change, there's no daylight savings time in Asgard, so it's always standard time. So I think that's why the clocks got a little screwed up. Yeah.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, guys. We actually, you know, honestly, we don't even have clocks in Asgard. We're just kind of
winging
it.
Sure.
We're gods.
Right.
We're gods. We don't care what time it is.
Just make up the time as you go along.
It's whatever time you say it is.
Hey, it's the Kevin and the Bean. Hello, gentlemen.
Zach, we had so much fun hanging out with you in New York City just a couple of months ago. And now...
Oh, me too, man.
And now it's great to have you back on for the return of Thor the Dark World. But I have to tell you, as adorable as you are and as much as we love you, you got a lot of competition from your little friend Loki. That guy is a charmer. That Tom is something else.
Yeah. Tom Hiddleston is taking the world by storm with his charming English accent and good-looking female looks. Let me tell you something. he's a good dude and a really talented actor, and he really kind of hit the zeitgeist with that role. It really kind of like
totally
into the stratosphere, and he crushes it. He does so well with it. And obviously, you know, the first Thor, he was great in that. But I think he played such a great foil in The Avengers, which is the biggest movie that was ever made.
Right.
So that really kind of kicked it up that next notch. And you know, it was really cool to get to work with him. And we're friendly. We kind of became friends over the film. And you know, and you got Chris Hemsworth back and Natalie Portman and Anthony Hopkins. I got to do a little scene with Anthony Hopkins. I can die happy.
Sweet.
It's all good.
Tell me about that as an actor. I mean, obviously, you know, you grew up loving the craft, admiring people. But when you're in a room with Anthony Hopkins, are you able to play the character you're supposed to play? Or do you just stand there staring at him with your mouth open?
Yeah, I'm barely able to talk. The first time I met him, we were sitting in the hair and makeup trailer, and it was just the two of us getting our, like, wigs did or whatever. And I'm sitting there, and all I can think in my head is, what the hell do I say? What do you say? What do you say to a guy who has everybody say everything to him all the time? What
yeah.
do you say?
That's the problem when there's a whole lifetime of work that you want to somehow talk
yeah.
about, and you can't.
And everyone's already told him, I loved you in Silence of the Lambs.
You're right.
I loved you in this, I loved you in that. But eventually, I just kind of said hi, like a normal person.
How about these wigs, huh?
Yeah, how about these wigs, right? Yes.
You should have said, hey, Tony, then, why don't you get me a coffee, Tony?
You know, he actually prefers being called Tony. He says that. He goes, you say, hey, hello, Anthony. He goes, no, call me Tony.
Really?
Like, oh, man, you're just, like, beyond cool.
Wow.
I asked him, one day we were having a conversation, because he was shooting Red 2 simultaneously, and I just went up to him, I was like, so how's Red 2 going? And he just lit up like a kid, and he's like, oh, it's going really, really well, actually. You know, I'm working with, like, Bruce Willis, and I know this sounds like Stewie from Family Guy.
It does a little.
It does.
And,
it does a little.
And, but he was so excited to be working with, like, Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren. I'm like, oh, my God, if nothing else, like, I'm taking from this conversation that no matter how talented and how many awards you've won, you should always be excited about the work you're doing. And he was. Like, it was such a cool, like, refresher and reminder.
To see him sort of geek out on people, that's fun.
Totally. Absolutely.
Tell us about your character in this, in Thor.
Well, my character's Fandral the Dashing. He is he's completely blonde, so that's different.
Good.
And I speak with a British accent, because everyone in Asgard speaks with a British accent.
Sure. And why is that, by the way? What's the backstory
on
that?
I'm not going to get into it. I don't know. I'm going to stop questioning it. And so Fandral is like, he's like this Errol Flynn Lothario type. I mean, I'm a supporting character. I'm kind of peppered throughout the film. It's really Chris and Natalie and Tom's movie. But I got a few little moments here and there where I'm kicking some butt and you're cracking some wise, so it's fun.
You've done so many different things. I mean, you're on stage now, obviously on Broadway, as we know, but you've done so many. You've done voice work, you've done TV stuff, you've done web work, you know, you've done live theater. It's fun for an actor to be in a movie like this. I mean, this is a whole different level of entertainment. I mean, the fact that before it even opens in America, I think it's already made like $200 million. I mean, it must just be fun to be on a rocket ride like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, and growing up reading comic books my whole life and getting to be in a comic book movie is a pretty gnarly, heady thing. And I'm just,
I'm certainly grateful for the experience, and I hope more than anything, I just hope that people really dig the movie and dig my, you know, bit of performance in it, and that, you know, we can keep making more of them.
And you can win either way. If the movie's a flop, you go, Hemsworth, what's yeah. he thinking? What about him? Hemsworth is just losing it all.
But if it's successful,
your weight, buddy.
Then it's you.
Yeah. That Tony Hopkins is a hack.
Right.
You can say that.
All right, Zach. Well, listen, we know you have a busy day with the movie open and everywhere. You got a lot of stuff to do, but we always appreciate when you make time for the Kevin and Bean Show, even if it's 15 minutes late.
I got. I'm so sorry about that. It really wasn't my fault. And I love and appreciate you guys so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You
bye.
Bet, Zach. Thanks
right.
a lot. Bye bye. He's the best.
What a dick.
Hey, listen, Ralph, sorry you had to give up your time.
No, though, but great, fine, whatever. Fine. No, what about this Tory Spelling news I got? This breaking Tory Spelling news.
I can wait for an hour.
All right, okay.
Speaking of movies, though, as much as we are so excited about Thor the Dark World, and everybody should go see it this weekend, next weekend it's going to be The Hunger Games Catching Fire. That opens up a week from today. But the Kevin and Bean listeners can see it Monday.
What?
Advanced K-Rock screening Monday at the AMC Burbank 16. Kevin, anything special we need to ask for here, or just call if you want to play a game and win some tickets?
Just call if you want to play. Everyone wins. I'm relatively sure.
Call now and we'll get back to you, right? Isn't that how it works?
That's right. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067, your chance to win tickets for The Hunger Games Catching Fire coming up next right after this on K-Rock. Got a brand new Kevin to be in and around it for you later on this hour. Also, we'll talk to Cousin Sal, his preview of Week 10 of the NFL. Right now, though, we want to hook you up with tickets for The Hunger Games Catching Fire and advance screening coming up on November the 18th at the AMC Burbank 16. We're going to play a little game that we like to call Beat Beer Mug.
It's time to be Beer Mug. It's time to be Beer Mug. It's time to be Beer Mug. Let's beat him to death. Oh!
Seem to enjoy that one more than most.
Yeah, no kidding. Way to go, O.
All right, this is sort of like Lick Lisa, except for Beer Mug has to get the exact answer right.
Okay, so when we play Lick Lisa, Lisa says a number, and then the listener just says whether they think the actual number is high or lower. You're saying Beer Mug is either right or he's wrong?
Correct. You either say yes or no, correct or not.
Easy.
That's all we're looking for.
But that sounds like most of the times he'll be getting beaten.
That's correct. All right.
That's unfortunate. Who's doing the actual beating today?
That would be Dave the King of Mexico, who's in here with the hammer of Thor and some kind of a blind man's cane. And Chip has a giant poster tube that's about the size of her.
Okay.
And they are licking their chops. They're ready to dig into Beer Mug. All right. So we're going to begin with Michael. Hi there.
Good morning.
Michael, the question which Muggs has to answer, and then you just have to say right or wrong, is the original Thor movie made exactly how much money domestically to the penny?
85 million dollars.
181 million and change. Beat Beer Mug. Let's go.
Do it. Oh. Oh.
All right, good.
Muggs, it's curious. A, that your guess was so ridiculously low, but B, that you thought it was to the exact dollar and penny amount of $85 million. That was an interesting choice.
I rounded up.
Good work.
Yeah, no.
And I said to the penny. Beer Mug, first let's say good morning to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Morning, party people.
Beer Mug, how much did Thor end up making after its entire run worldwide to the penny?
So foreign and domestic.
Worldwide. Across the world, around the world, including all of the world.
Let's see. Carry the one. $600
million. $449 million and change. Beat Beer Mug.
I was close.
Nicely done, Justin. You won tickets.
I think you dislocated something with the tube there, Chip.
Not so low, you guys.
Let's go to John. Hi, John.
What's up, party people?
Well, hey, welcome to Beat Beer Mug.
Well, fire Beer Mug.
The co-star of this movie, Natalie Portman, including Thor the Dark World, how many movies has Natalie Portman been in?
Star Wars, V for Vendetta.
Wrong, 39. Aww. Congratulations, John.
I didn't even guess yet, Kevin.
Yeah, we don't have a half hour for you to do a computation
for a
number that's going to be wrong. All right, let's go. Maybe I should make it a little easier. I feel like I'm making them a little too hard.
I know three in a row have all beaten Beer Mug here.
Tori, hi.
Hey.
Are you ready for this question of Beat Beer Mug?
Yep.
All right. The realm of Norse mythology is home to Asgard and the tribe of the gods. It is surrounded by an incomplete wall attached to Hemithor, riding in the stallion Suessophon. According to Gyrafining, Odin and his wife, Frigg, are the rulers of Asgard. Asgard is only one of nine planets. Name the other eight.
According to Gyrafining.
I made...
Oh, I didn't answer yet.
I made 30 mistakes in that question.
It matters not at
matters
all.
Matters not. Congratulations, Tori. You won.
I think that was four. I think we already have one more pair of tickets for the Hunger Games The Dark World.
All right.
Just curious, because all the questions are about Thor.
Luis.
Luis. Good morning, party people. Morning.
Good morning.
I think Kevin just realized that.
All of the questions are about Thor.
Whoops.
Hunger Games Thor edition.
Literally.
What's happening right now?
We're giving away tickets to Hunger Games.
I got all the
and all the questions. including the other ones that I wrote her, are about Thor.
Beat Kevin!
Beat Kevin!
That was Beat Beer Mug. We found something he's actually good for. But now we can't fire him because we really want to beat him again.
All right, I'm confused. Were those the right questions or the wrong questions?
Well,
so walk me through that. So you get home and you go...
No. It started long before that. It started in the meeting yesterday when we said we had tickets for the Hunger Games, Catching Fire. And then we decided on the game would be Beat Beer Mug. So then
everybody loves because Beer Mug gets beaten.
So then I said, I'll write the questions for Hunger Game Catching Fire. And then people left, and I sat down at Ralph's computer, and I pulled up Thor. Why? I have no idea. Did all the questions, brought them in this morning, said, hey, if you want to go to the movie Hunger Games, call now.
Right.
Had the questions for Thor sitting right there. The two worlds never collided.
It made perfect sense to you.
Just never questioned it once.
Kevin, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm there, Kevin.
Yep.
All right.
That's how I roll.
Forget that ugliness ever happened, and let's turn our attention to something better. How about KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com? That's where we take all the best viral videos of the week. We put them together, and we call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We have far more videos on the site than we have time to spotlight here on the radio. If you heard anything about the emotional baby this week, it's an amazing video of a little baby just crying his eyes out, listening to his mom sing. I mean, he really is welling up at the sound of his mother's voice. It's beautiful. And also, if you're Kevin and you want to see fireworks that go off in the shape of a penis, we got that video up there for you, too. Now, some of the ones we want to talk about on the radio. I don't know why they had this on tape, but thank God they did. Here's a tow truck that shows up at the scene of an accident, and there is a car that is on its side. So they managed to get a hold of the car and right the car so that it's sitting on all four wheels. Well, before they're able to hook it up to the tow truck, it rolls down a hill and goes off a mountain.
Oh, no.
Right off a cliff. It really is one of the greatest 1-2 punches of all time, and here's the play-by-play.
Here we go. Come on. Over. Oh. Go on. Up and over.
Come on. Crap.
Uh-oh. Me. You have to be kidding me.
That's the best.
So they've put it upright, and then it just rolls off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
I think that might be my favorite viral video of the whole year, by the way. It's just priceless. All right, here's a guy who's got a scam. It looks like he's on maybe the boardwalk in Venice or something like that, but it's nothing but supermodels walking by, and he's interviewing them, and he's talking to them about the kissing situations that they've been in. And one of the questions he's asking is, have you ever done the kiss from The Notebook, that famous kiss in The Notebook? Is that Ryan Gosling, Lisa?
Yes,
is that the guy who's in the
movie? Yes, of course it's Ryan Gosling.
And he's making out with his girlfriend in the rain, right?
Yes, and it's like, oh, it's so romantic.
So he gets all these girls to admit, yeah, that seems pretty romantic. And then he has it rigged up so all of a sudden it starts raining on him. He's got all this, like a shower is above him. So now all of a sudden, oh, you said you wanted that kiss? Well, let's make that kiss happen. And wouldn't you believe it? It worked.
And have you ever kissed in the rain?
No.
Not like, does that make you sad? Not happy about that one? If you were given the opportunity to, like, kiss in the rain, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's raining. Pretty good scam.
I like that.
And by the way, girl after girl totally goes for it because he's, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's charming. And they think, hey, why not, right? All right. Everybody's talking about Thor the Dark World, especially Kevin. This is a very funny video that's a parody of those cell phone ads that you see on TV with the guy sitting at the little table with the students. This is Loki, though, and he's asking the question about who they like better, Thor or Loki.
Who's a better superhero, Thor or Loki?
Thor!
Why would you say that?
Because he can make it thunder and lightning, and he has a big hammer. And sometimes he hits the hammer on the ground, and all the bad guys fall down just because he's so strong, and he can knock them over with just his hammer.
See who needs a hammer?
Yeah, Loki just pushed the hammer out of the way. All right, here's one of the great sports moments of 2013. This is your Kentucky Wildcats playing, and a player goes to unbelievable lengths to stop a ball from going out of bounds. He jumps for it and then grabs it with his hand and then throws it over behind his back to try to get it back into play. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way he hoped it would.
Another block for Cauley Stein, saved in by Young, but he threw it into the basket! When he saved it off the sideline, he was looking the other way. He just threw it back in, and it went in the basket. Oh, my goodness. You'll see that one again.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
That's amazing.
He threw it behind his back with his right hand and flipped it right up in the air, and it was a swish.
That was one in a million.
It's crazy.
Into the other team's basket, yes. By the way. Points for them. So, unbelievable save. Wish it hadn't happened. Foo Fighters cannot retire, as you know. No matter how hard they try to stay off the road or out of the studio, they are unable to do it because Dave Grohl is either the hardest working man in show business or he is a slave taskmaster. Well, they did a very funny video to announce their Mexico City concerts, and you see a police officer going to each of the band members' home to deliver the news that they're going to be playing in Mexico, and then we find out something special about the cop at the end.
Mexico, finalmente nos conocemos.
Mexico, Don Caliente. Mexico, voy a cocinarte como un delicioso pollo.
So those are the Foo Fighters excited to get the news from the cop on the bike, who turns out to be Ponch himself, Eric Estrada, making the round. So. Very funny. Here's one that was came out a couple of months ago. It's a Canadian newscaster. It's going around again. It's called Itchy Gums. Now, she very innocently is describing to her co-anchor that her kid at home is teething.
I don't know how innocent she is, by the way. With all of those hand motions, aren't you aware?
But listen to what she's saying. She has no idea how it looks. If the sound is down, she is absolutely giving an oral sex demonstration. But with the sound up, she's just being a mom talking about her kid.
When my son was teething, he used to like to take the big fat rubber end of my vibrating toothbrush and put it in his mouth on. Okay. And he'd just kind of sit there like, oh yeah, that feels good. That hits the spot. Oh my.
And she's doing the finger through the circle and the whole thing. If you turn it down, you go, she's describing sex.
Yeah, it's pretty awkward. And our final two videos for this week's all-new Kevin to be Did It Roundup come from our good friend Jimmy Kimmel, weeknights 11:35 on ABC. His annual challenge with parents eating, or at least telling their kids that they've eaten all of the Halloween candy. It's funny every single year. Here's year three, some of the kids who get broken the bad news.
I'm so sorry.
I hate you!
Don't tell me you ate all of it.
You know that we should cut down on sweets anyway. I want to eat more healthy.
Go with me. You can eat your healthy stuff because you're fat. I've been 2 hours walking around the whole entire neighborhood getting candy.
Just kidding.
Mama! Why do you do that every Halloween?
She's now, done it before.
Is it funny or is it sad to make your little kids cry?
Funny.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, as Jimmy does every week, and I never get tired of, this week in unnecessary censorship.
Tonight, they looked like a Mike D'Antoni team. They were f***ing up all over the court.
Mike also said he and I are f***ing buddies, which is simply not true. Never happened.
Britney Spears is helping Somali pirates off the African coast.
It's got what in it? The marshmallow?
There's marshmallow, white chocolate, dog shit, and graham crackers.
I love me a good
Oh, a message from my lawyers. Wonder what those
suckers want now.
See, none of those are dirty words that have to be beeped out, but it sure makes it sound like that. You can find all these videos and more at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Don't forget, tickets go on sale today at noon. For night number one of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, you got to go to krock.com, become a street team member. You will get a password that they will ask you for at noon, and then you can buy tickets.
Awesome.
And details on night number two, Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Look, we work in a service industry here on the radio, so like most people in our position, we rarely get compliments. We rarely hear from people that say, you're doing a great job. You only hear from people when you know, they have something to complain about. But last week was an exception, because a lot of listeners called and said, thank God you didn't have Cousin Sal on, because he didn't talk me into putting some money down on another dog game and losing again this week. Because I guess, Sal, what, you were at the dentist or something last week, so you weren't able to join us? So you actually saved our listeners a bunch of money by not coming on.
You know what? I figured we needed some time off. One of you takes one Friday off, the other takes the other Friday off. I said, you know, I got to take... We need some space here, and now we're going to come back stronger than ever.
I certainly hope so.
Now, before we get into the picks for this weekend, I just have to ask you one thing, because I have been very interested to find out why the Packers haven't already gotten Matt Flynn. What's going on with that? They got their quarterback. He's going to be hurt. He's going to be out for a while. Matt Flynn was a Packer for all those years. He knows the system. They like the guy. He's available. Why are they going with Seneca Wallace? That doesn't make any sense to me, Sal.
I think, I'll tell you what, I think he, this is not one of my picks, but I think he lights it up this week. You'll see. He didn't do so bad. He was bad on third down last week. But, yeah, Matt Flynn had like one or two good games in the, against the Lions defense that, I think they had three players on the field.
Right. I mean, I know that game is the one that made him famous, but I mean, you know, a lot of people were really high on him. Look, I suffered a season of Seneca Wallace as my quarterback in Seattle. I would not be excited about having that guy step in.
I think the problem is Matt Flynn, although he rarely played, he did sign with the Raiders, and yes, he is available now, but once you have that stink on you, nobody wants anything to do with you. So
well, that could be it. It could be the Raiders have done a bit. All right, let's talk about the games you want to talk about this week, Sal, starting with Baltimore versus Cincinnati. What says you?
You know, along with the Falcons, this Ravens team is the most disappointing team this season, I think. They've yet to find the groove. And this happens to a lot of teams the year after their screaming lunatic linebacker who was arrested and charged with murder decides to retire. You can look it up. You'll see. But I think this is the week they break out. I'm betting on Coach Harbaugh here. The Bengals are playing their second straight road game. Their best defensive player, Geno Atkins, is out for the year. Baltimore's won three straight at home versus Cincy. The Bengals are 1-4-1 against the spread in their last six road games. I like the Ravens to bounce back in a big way. Take Baltimore plus the point and a half at home. They win 33-17.
All right, moving into the NFC West, the 49ers. I assume you expect to continue to dominate as they have in recent weeks. They're only playing Carolina.
I do indeed. Both teams are coming off big winning streaks, actually. The Panthers have a four-game winning streak. San Fran's won five in a row. Lots of talk about Cam Newton. I say we stop talking about Cam Newton. Kevin Dean, please stop talking about him. It's getting ridiculous.
I don't think we've mentioned him much.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep doing that.
All right.
I like the 49ers here. They're 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. They were 15-1 a couple weeks ago. I think that number keeps creeping down. They're only going to get better. They gave up only six touchdowns in all of October, and they're averaging over 30 points at home. Well-rested, coming off a bye. Alden Smith comes back from rehab. 49ers take care of business at home, 30-17. Give the 6.5.
San Francisco is terrifying, that's for sure. Yeah. What do you make of a team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They can't be as bad as their 0-8 record, right, Sal?
No, I don't think. I think they're
close,
1-7.5. No. This is less of a pick on the Buccaneers and more against the Dolphins and what's going on with them and all the about Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito. I mean, bullying is a serious issue in the NFL and in all aspects of entertainment. You guys remember my cousin Jimmy had to quit your show because he was bullied.
Yeah,
I
think that's accurate.
Messages on his voicemail. I mean, you remember how that went, right?
Yeah, it was ugly. It was an ugly time.
It was a Jimmy, you fat wop, you don't know ass about sports. And he had to quit, and now he spends his days getting his life threatened by rappers. So.
You'll be happy to know, though, that Lisa did go into some counseling as a result of those horrible things she used to say to Jimmy.
Right. Really, though, I feel bad for Ryan Tannehill, the Dolphins quarterback. No one's talking about him. He's been sacked a league high 35 times while these knuckleheads leave racist messages and play grab ass. They're supposed to be protecting the quarterback, and now... Now he gets the lesser version of these two with 35 league high sacks. I like Tampa Bay this week. I can't believe I'm saying it. Their quarterback, Mike Glennon, pretty good. Have you seen? He's like a 6'7" dork. He should be driving the K-Rock concert van, but I think he gets it done. Yes, take the Bucks. Cross your fingers. +3, 23-14 over Miami.
So you've got the Ravens +1.5 over the Bengals, 49ers -6.5 over the Panthers, Buccaneers +3 over the Dolphins. I wanted to ask you one more thing while we have you on, Cousin Sal, and that is that we had your old friend Matthew Berry on again yesterday. We were talking fantasy football with him, and I remember the chapter where he wrote all about you and your obsession with fantasy football. How are you doing this year? We know how you're doing with your picks on K-Rock. How's your fantasy football league looking?
Well, I'm actually 6-3 in both leagues. I don't know if I told you this. I'm in a league where we have 11 teams, and we have to we kick someone out every year.
I like it.
Down to 10 teams.
I like it.
So I unfortunately, yeah, I did too until I was unfortunately kicked out by the team who won the previous year. And I was fuming. I almost got in a car accident driving home, and I drove home, ran right past the wife and kids, and immediately joined the high stakes fantasy league with strangers. So,
good for you.
I'm doing well.
I can't
the
tell.
Boys this week. I think I'm favored by 3.5. So that'll be
I can't tell whether Sal loves football or it is the worst thing that ever happened to his life.
It depends on the week.
I think it's the latter. It's getting there.
Exactly. All right, Sal, have a great weekend, my friend. Don't forget, you can read everything Sal's got to say on this weekend's NFL, far more than we have time for here at Grantland.com. Follow him on Twitter at TheCousinSal and catch him with his real-life cousin Jimmy Kimmel weeknights at 11:35 on ABC. Have a great weekend, sir.
You too. Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
You okay?
Ralph just walked in, looked me in the eyes, and said, "That's sort of remarkable.
It's kind of miraculous. It's kind of miraculous. It's like flipping a coin and having it land on its edge, and everybody goes, wow, that was supernatural.
Yeah,
yeah. You Kevin, do you know where you are right now? Questions over yeah. and over again.
No, Bean, I'm not. Honestly, most of my
I still can't get over it.
Most of the mistakes I make are perfectly funny to me. Yeah. I find them funny. I can see why everybody else is laughing. It's stupid, the things I say. Right. And then every once in a while something comes along that's going to bug me all weekend and maybe for another month or two. And that was this one.
It's one of those where he's like, maybe I should check into some
yes,
place. I need a CAT scan or something.
I'll just hear Ralph saying, that's pretty remarkable.
That's kind of remarkable.
Alzheimer's is not pretty, you guys.
It really
is.
Right
laughing
now.
About.
No, it's not. That's why I'm wearing this purple ribbon.
Let me tell you who's an awesome actor.
Thank you. Finally, Bean. A little praise from you.
I was
regarding
actually
my film and television career. And
no. I was talking about Emile Hirsch. Emile Hirsch is an awesome actor.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that sort of thing.
I can't believe he is here and is going to be joining us in studio coming up right after the top of the hour. We're talking about his new movie called The Motel Life, which looks tremendous, by the way. So that's on the way. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's happening?
Motel Life looks like one of those complex dramas. Then you add on a layer of really fascinating sort of style, the way they did the film. Just from the trailer alone, it looks like it's really different.
It does look totally.
And I think that's cool.
There's like nothing
else. Not enough originality in films these days. Because to me, Thor and Hunger Games are interchangeable. They're exactly the same movie. I wouldn't know which one I was talking about. Speaking of the Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen may be coming to a theme park near you. How about the Hunger Games theme parks? Does that sound like a good time?
Doesn't really sound fun.
Yes, Lisa, you go there and they starve you and then you have to
beat shoot
other
arrows
people
at you?
To fight other people to win to live.
Like it.
Come on. No, it's
not interested.
Lionsgate is exploring getting into the theme park business, taking advantage of their blockbuster Hunger Games franchise, and looking at least at two locations, considering those, perhaps a third, regarding theme parks based on their popular franchise. Look, it's worked very well for the Harry Potter franchise.
That's true.
They're Potterland down there in Orlando, Florida, attached to Universal Florida. Orlando, rather. Doing gangbusters so much so that they're going to do it up here at Universal Hollywood. So. Hunger Games, by the way, grossed over $690 million.
Wow.
Didn't have that on my list of questions.
Didn't have that at all, no. But Katniss's hammer. That came up for some reason. I don't know why. Hey, while we're talking about cash, you want a nice place to live here in Southern California?
Sure.
Chloe and Lamar are selling their place.
Well, real estate is real cheap down there. I know that.
Yeah, it is.
Probably candy stashed all over the place now.
Imagine. You pull up the floorboards, there's like Mounds bars just stashed in there. Good, like buried treasure if you like candy. Yeah, I guess their relationship is rocky, can we say?
I'd say at best.
This seems to confirm that fact because they have listed their Tarzana home for sale. What do you think? What are you guessing their joint's going for there in Tarzana?
Well, I'm sure they're not living in a dump. I mean, I'm going to say $4.5 million.
Very close, $4 million.
Oh, really?
Could be yours for just a cool $4 million. That's a discount price because I think they want to unload it. So,
well,
just pay that. Just bring the briefcase and just pay that in cash.
Got Chloe in it.
Not, you won't have it when you buy it. She won't stay there.
Got some left behind.
You have to live with her. Did you know Tarzana, by the way, actually named after Tarzan?
I did know that, as I lived there.
Oh, that's true. I guess you would know that. Although, given today's adventures, I thought maybe you
Kevin
might forget.
It was named after the Lone Ranger.
I live in Pasadena. No, Kevin, you live in Tarzana.
Do you want to know where I found that out? On the wall of our McDonald's. I read that on the wall.
Really?
Yes. It says Tarzana, known for Tarzana. I was like, huh.
That's where Kevin
lives. That's where I find most of my facts.
It's either bathroom walls or McDonald's walls.
Sight of a Happy Meal.
Two places that he reads.
I'm worried
cool.
for me.
Yeah, we're all worried. Back to you. Another day, another zombie TV series in the works.
Fantastic.
This time for the CW network. I'm kind of familiar with this because it's based on a DC comic book called iZombie. And Veronica Mars creator Rob Thomas will be writing and creating the pilot. This is a fascinating take on zombies, and I think it's going to be very fun.
Super hot zombies?
Yes.
Because it's the CW?
She's a very attractive med student who becomes a zombie.
Okay.
And she grabs a job at the local coroner's office in order to find the brain she has to eat in order to stay human. See, it's only if she gets hungry that she starts to look like a zombie. As long as she keeps fresh brains in her, she can pass off as human.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, so she eats the brains of murder victims, mostly, as they come into the coroner's office. Here's the thing. When she eats the brain, she gains the corpse's memories.
Weird. That's pretty awesome.
And so she chooses to solve the homicide cases with the help of her medical examiner and a detective in order to quiet these disturbing voices in her head. Once she solves the case, the memories of the deceased are put to rest, and she can stop hearing them in her head.
Bitchin'.
It's a pretty fascinating concept, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Comic book is called iZombie. I've read several issues of it. It's really well done. And with Rob Thomas from Veronica Mars in charge, I think this could be a real cool series.
Of course, Matchbox 20, of course, lead singer of that band.
Different Rob Thomas.
I'm impressed that Kevin came up with that, by the way.
Although I did butcher the saying of it.
But still, you had the facts.
But you 20. Matched Rob Thomas with Matchbox.
Oh, stop it, Bean.
I thought you would say, Rob Thomas, he's a guy from Train.
Rob Thomas from Bon Jovi, of course, lead singer of Bon Jovi. Let's take a look at today's celebrity
birthdays.
We're all
going to be looking at Kevin a lot more carefully now, aren't we?
Yeah, we will.
Not that it's any of my business, but you might want to consider a different line of work.
That's too late for that. What's he going to do, really, at this stage in his life?
Run a party bus company?
Who's going to hire him to
Look,
do
what are,
something?
What are any of us going to do? Ralph, you've got Other a backup. You've got another skill. We got nothing.
That's why I keep four jobs going at all times, because I just don't trust this one. I think I'm going to have to make a sideways move.
You're semi-tied right to me. You're going to need to make that move sometime soon.
Yeah. All these stars were born today on November the 8th. TV chef Gordon Ramsay. You stupid donkey! Where is that risotto? Love that Hell's Kitchen.
I hate with Hell's so Kitchen. Much where he's yelling at people about the risotto, for God's
what
sake.
What is wrong with you? That's great. He's 47 years old today. Courtney Thorne Smith celebrates her 46th birthday. Parker Posey's 45.
Love her so much.
Me too. She's terrific, and she's lovely and talented and always entertaining. As is the next birthday celebrant, Gretchen Mol, 40 years old today. I always love to see her in any project that she's in. Denya Ramirez from Entourage. And I think she's currently on that housekeeper show. What's Dangerous Maids? Involuntary Maids? inflammatory Maids? What's it called?
Snooping Maids?
Snooping Maids?
I am unfamiliar with this
program. Maids in America?
We don't know.
I watched one episode and
combustible
said
Combustible Maids? Dangerous Maids?
Let's just go with dangerous. Right. It is called Devious Maids.
Devious Maids. She's 34 years old today. Jessica Lowndes, 25 years old today.
By the way, this Devious Maids, Rob, was created by Mark Cherry, yeah, who did Desperate Housewives.
Yep, and produced by Eva Longoria. Because it's based on a telenovela.
Okay.
And Eva Longoria bought the rights to the Americanized version. She produced it, and Mark Cherry, I believe, her former co-worker over there on Desperate Housewives, got on board to put it together for her.
How about that?
There you go. Jack Osborne is 28 years old today, and Tara Reid turns 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, so here's what we're saying. Once you go see Thor the Dark World, then go see The Motel Life, because that's also in theaters, and the star of that film, Emil Hirsch, is in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show here on KROQ.
Oh, you can flip him. You can flip him. You can see The Motel Life first if you want.
Heads or tails.
Right. That's right. A little something for everybody.
Same
this weekend.
Kind of movie, special effects and big explosions.
You don't want to see Motel Life first, though, because after you see that, then you won't want to see Thor afterwards.
You won't want to do anything.
I know what you're
after.
Saying.
Because
yeah.
you'll either want to see it again, or you'll be so sad and depressed and crying into your hanky that you'll be like, you know what?
Why? I'm going home. This is so depressing and sad.
It's a good movie in a sad way.
We're all speculating, of course, because none of us have seen anything but the trailer. But you look at this trailer and you go, that looks – it has such a vibe. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I mean, it just looks like one of those movies that takes you into a different world. It just is – it looks like an experience.
Yeah, it's based on a really great novel by this singer-songwriter, Willie Vlauten, who has that band Richmond Fontaine, and he's just a really creative guy. And it's sort of a – the novels, it's just a – kind of, you know, about these two down and out guys who live in this underbelly motel world in Reno, and all they have is each other, and they get into trouble. But what's a really great part about the movie is that throughout different segments of the film, you know, they're telling these really imaginative stories, and there's this really beautiful animation that this guy Mike Smith animated. Where
it doesn't look weird that way, like a strange mixture of of that art and the story and the live action. And
yeah, with this kind of decay. It's a decayed kind of motel feel, but then there are these over-the-top animation sequences that at times, you know, are a little bit X-rated. I was actually a little shocked when I saw the film. I was like, wow, this is the animation. This is the animation? All right. Don't hold back too much, guys.
Now, Emil, Reno is the saddest city in the world, though, right?
Well, you know, let's just put it this way. If you know where Reno is on a map, chances are your parents are divorced. And you had a very unhappy childhood.
Okay. Why don't they put that on the sign out front instead of the biggest little town in Nevada?
Yeah. See our movie, The Motel Life. Are your parents divorced?
I don't know. There's just some, and maybe it's just because it's impossible not to compare it to Las Vegas when you're there, but you go to Reno and it just seems like such an also-ran place. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's like the town that God forgot.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? But at the same time, I love Reno. And
no, you don't.
I do. No, I do. You know,
really?
I had a great time when I was there. And, you know, we have received a few letters from people in Reno. And, you know, I want to keep it at just letters. So I love Reno.
Okay.
That's as much as you'd like to hear from Reno. So, okay.
Now, am I allowed to?
Unbroken thumbs up for Reno.
Am I allowed to? I don't think this is a spoiler alert because it's in the trailer. I'm allowed to say what kind of trouble your movie brother gets into, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Stephen Dorff, who, by the way, welcome back, Stephen Dorff. How incredible does he look in this film?
He's bringing the house down.
He hits a kid on a bike while out in his car, and you guys decide to make a run for
with his car.
Hits a kid on a the kid's on a bike. He's in his car. So you guys decide to make a run for it. And I always think it's interesting when you see something like this happen in the movies because you're our protagonists. We like you. We spend time with you. We root for you. But how can we? Doesn't that make us evil people if we're trying to, you know, root for you to get away with that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. And, you know, the climax of the film, a lot of those feelings and the guilt that the audience has is resolved in kind of a win-win situation for the audience.
It is a fascinating thought to think how far you would go for a brother or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I probably would do bad things. No. I do bad things anyway, so it's not a big deal for me, but... I'm just saying that's kind of a character study of what you would do to help your brother.
Yeah, I mean, I think with regards to these brothers in this film, you know, their characters, they're orphans, and they've kind of been on their own without any parents or anyone else in their family since they were like 11 years old.
So they count on each other.
So they really count on each other. And to a degree, the intimacy, it's almost unhealthy. You know, it's not like incest unhealthy, but it's like it's you know what I mean.
I like that you brought up that word though.
They're very
none of us were thinking about incest.
You looked like you had that look on your face.
I saw an incest look on my face.
The crossed eyes and the sense of longing.
Let me ask you one more thing before we have to take a quick break. Emil Hirsch in studio with us talking again about the film called The Motel Life. It's in select theaters. It's also available on demand, my favorite, and available on iTunes today. You told Rolling Stone magazine, and I want to know if you were lying to them or if you're going to tell us the truth, that you and Steven Dorff for years have planned or thought about playing brothers in a movie.
You know, believe it or not, I first met Steven at the motel at the Girl Next Door premiere when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me and I recognized him from Blade.
Right.
You know, from like the bad guy in Blade. So it was this big, you know, he came up to me and I was like, oh man, it's this dude from Blade. and he was like, I think we should play brothers one day. He actually said that. This was like over 10 years ago.
What a weird sentence.
It was like 11 years ago. I know. I was like, security.
Yeah, what?
You know, and as they dragged him away in cuffs screaming, he was like, brothers.
He was screaming, not in an incest way.
For life.
No incest included.
But he's great in the film. It's really, it's a tremendous performance from him.
So did that have anything to do with the fact that you guys both ended up in this movie together? I mean, somebody wasn't looking to put you two together. How did it happen?
I mean, I wasn't trying to fulfill the prophecy or something.
Right.
But, you know, we kind of had a chemistry and we just clicked, you know.
That's cool.
And it's funny because sometimes I'll actually get recognized on the street as Dorff.
Is that right?
Yeah, this woman came up to me just the other day and she told me she loved me in Cecil B. Demented.
And you were like, thank you.
Yeah. I was like, cool. All right.
As long as you have a good impression, all is good.
Exactly. All right. Well, he is not Steven Dorff, but Emil Hirsch is here. The film is called The Motel Life. It looks outstanding. We want to talk more about it. And by the way, we've barely scraped the surface on what a great cast you have in this film. So we'll talk some more about it when we return right after this on the Kevin Bean Sean K.
Emil Hirsch is in the studio with us talking about his movie, The Motel Life.
Hey, everybody.
Why aren't we talking about JV tennis? That's what I want to know about.
JV tennis. I used to play competitively in high school.
That sounds cool. Wait, until we get the details.
Define competitively.
Well, no. I mean, apparently I was the worst kid on the team.
On the
JV.
JV team.
And who was better than you?
The blind Asian kids beat me. Wow. They were a team. They were from another school, but I feel like they could hear that ball.
You never won a game, though, right?
I don't remember ever winning a game against the other schools.
What keeps you going in that situation?
That's a good question.
Come on. I think. Don't you go, maybe I'm not cut out for this.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not competitively playing to this day.
Right,
know?
But I'm just saying.
It was an era. It was a growing experience. You know, it was like learning how to accept defeat early.
Okay, see, there all you right. go. And it
it's
gave
a
you
horrible
something
lesson
to
learn.
Not a good one.
Yeah, JV. Kids, we're going to teach you something about teamwork and accepting the fact that you're all losers.
You're all going to be bad.
Yeah,
it's a good lesson though. And you were able to check off sports hero off of your list of things you weren't going to do with your life, and maybe that's what helped you move toward acting, I guess.
Yeah, but I think to get my revenge, I need to pick some tennis pro and play him in the movie or something. You know?
There you go. And then in the movie, of course, you'll win. You'll
destroy
it. Right? Yeah.
Movie magic.
Special effects.
Yeah.
You should have been in that Wimbledon movie. That would have been a good one for you.
Ooh.
The Woody Allen movie. Mm. Hey, speaking of directors, Emil, I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, we hear from actors all the time that come in on our show that the director is, in many cases, the number one reason why they decide to do a movie. And you're a guy who's had a career where you've worked for some of the best directors of all time, you know, Ang Lee and Gus Van Sant and Oliver Stone. I mean, you've worked for everybody.
Ooh, just gave me goosebumps.
But this new movie, The Motel Life, this is brand new first-time directors, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. They're,
did that give you pause at all?
It definitely did. You know, you always want to try to choose wisely when you're going to work with these new guys. But I feel like, you know, it was a great piece of material, and they seemed to have a real kind of vision for how they would go about it. And they got a really talented cinematographer named Roman, His last name is slightly unpronounceable. But
Roman Coppola?
Yeah. They got a really talented, just a talented group of people. And so they convinced me that they meant business. So I took the – I jumped off the edge with them.
Did you feel like – I mean, were you helping them along as a guy who has so much experience being in so many movies? Did they kind of look to you about how things work sometimes?
Well, you know, they're probably going to listen to this interview, so no, not at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
They would, did you lord it over them?
No.
Do you guys want to know what I would do here?
Yeah. Hey, Mother Effers, remember Speed Racer? Me.
Yeah.
No. Tell me about Dakota Fanning, by the way. Now, we've had her on, but we've only ever talked to her on the phone, and we all are such huge fans of her work. How old is she now, by the way?
I think she's 20-something. 20, wow. 26, 27?
She's been around a while.
I think she's like 21.
Early 20s, yeah.
She's an unbelievable actress, though, right?
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's just got talent for days.
She seems like she's been a 30-year-old in maturity her whole life, like she was born that way. It's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, you know, anyone who's like too much of an old soul, you know, it's like everyone, you know, you are your age. I don't think you can ever cheat your way out of that in a certain extent, you know.
Well, that's interesting. I also noticed in the trailer, and again, we're talking to Emil Hirsch about his film available called The Motel Life, available today in select theaters, iTunes, on demand. You should definitely check it out. I also noticed a couple of other familiar faces. You have that dude who plays Wayne on Sons of Anarchy. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also Chris Christopherson with a facelift in your movie?
Yeah. Chris Christopherson. I'm not sure about the facelift. there was a confidentiality agreement that was signed there.
Oh, I see.
But he is just a beast.
I don't see him in a lot of movies anymore, but he is always a guy that is fascinating on screen.
Yeah.
What's his deal? Why don't you see him much?
He's always on tour. He does his own thing. You know, sometimes he, you know, just doesn't leave his house. No, I don't know.
You sort of admire guys like that sort of just walk their own path. And if it intersects with the public, fine. If it doesn't, fine.
He's just got some real gravitas.
Right. Well, it's a great cast with you and Stephen Dorff, Chris Christopherson, Dakota Fanning. Again, the film is called The Motel Life. And, of course, we couldn't let you go, Emil, without asking you, since the news has just come out in the last week or so, about the John Belushi project. That's for reals, right? You're doing that.
Yeah, we're doing it. I think some people, we're all very excited.
You don't exactly look like him.
Well, we're going to take a different approach. I think I'm going to lose weight for the role.
Is that right?
That's what everybody's doing
right now. Yeah, because, everyone expects me, like, oh, you're going to gain a bunch of weight. And I'm like, well, why don't we – let's go against the grain.
I like it.
Let's go against the 7 grain. You know, let's
put down the
7 grain.
Let me
do a Christian Bale in The Machinist and get really skinny. And just, you know, do something
different.
Hey,
that's working for McConaughey and Jared Leto and all these guys, man, are getting the raves for that.
Yeah.
You seem like a guy who would be a little young to remember much about John Belushi. I mean, you didn't really experience him a lot in real time, right?
Well, I saw – yeah, no, I don't think so in real time. I saw Animal House when I was like 11. I was
only
probably
one of the best
young
movies
to watch.
Ever.
I was probably too young to watch it, but I got my hands on a copy of it and just loved it.
Was that the first boobies you ever saw? Wow.
Well, I was breastfed, you know.
Well, you know what I mean. At 11, right. If you can see Animal House, that's all you care about is the scene where he climbs the ladder into the sorority house, right?
Non-mom boobies, I think, is the question.
Oh, well, my aunt breastfed me.
Okay. No. That's unusual.
And anybody else in the neighborhood.
And this other cross-eyed, no. I'm not from LA. I am, actually.
Your brain works in a very weird way.
You're a strange dude.
Do you know, and I know you got to go here, Bill, but do you know, are they going to be covering, is it a whole life story, or is it going to be one of those movies that's just like a chapter in the life of John Belushi, like an incident, maybe?
It's a condensed amount of time. A lot of it is the beginnings of SNL, I think. You know, it's going to be...
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be... most of it is pretty early, like before, you know, he kind of got super famous.
Do they have a Dan Aykroyd yet?
I don't think they do yet, no.
Mm, okay. All right.
Could I play him?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll put you on tape.
I can do that.
I'd like to see that.
Emil Hirsch is here. The movie is The Motel Life. You can find it in limited release in theaters. You can also get it on iTunes. You can get it on pay-per-view. What do you call it?
Pay-per-view.
Thank you. No. Nope, it's not pay-per-view.
PPV?
Though. Nope.
VOD?
VOD! Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
VOD. Video on demand. And
I'm going to fire both of you.
And we would suggest that you watch it. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Explore the amazing world of Ray in this immersion new mega attraction, Manta. Ride the Ray, feel the rush.
Well said.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Wow.
We haven't heard that in a while.
That was heavy rotation.
I forgot about that one.
All right. One more time.
Let's hear that one more time.
Just stringing words together.
That was sweet.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Explore the amazing world of Ray in this immersion new mega attraction, Manta. Ride the Ray, feel the rush.
Well said.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
She's not even pretending to make sense.
I just gave up.
But God bless her. She just powers on like it's making sense.
Just done.
Keeps working right through it.
Great combo.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy vertation tonight. Maybe a minor stroke.
Woo! Grid math mumbo period semicolon published and light Fred never back to you Jim.
We're having fun now. Hey, Ralph is here with our final
what do you want?
Showbiz beat. I'm giving you the introduction for the Showbiz beat on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That Emil Hirsch was a lot of fun, by the way.
He was. He's
really
funny.
Fun. Really fun.
He's a smart, talented dude.
Yeah. Although Kevin thought he was in Thor the Dark World.
I know. Very strange.
Asking him questions about Thor.
Where did you keep the hammer when you're not carrying it? I'm like, what? It's the wrong movie.
It has Thor in the brain.
Yeah. Golly.
Yes.
Golly indeed.
Golly indeed. Justin Bieber. What a week.
Guilty.
What a week.
Guilty.
Well, he is guilty of defacing a hotel in Brazil, graffitiing it with spray paint.
Yeah, because he's a rebel.
Did you hear the story?
No, I did not hear the details of it.
Apparently, he was in Colombia before that, and he was tagging stuff, and it's legal to graffiti in Colombia, apparently.
Oh, that's absurd.
It is.
Well, they just gave up.
Then he went to Brazil, and he wanted to start tagging some things, because he's an outlaw.
That's what he does now.
And so he went to, I guess his people went to the local government and said, hi, yeah, can Justin spray paint something? And they said, well, yeah, no. There's a dilapidated old building over there. If he spray paints that, we don't mind. So Bieber got there. And said, no, I don't want to do this. I want to do that thing over there. And went over to another building.
Yeah.
And started spray painting there. And that's when they charged him with defacing property.
What a dumb douchebag.
Because they didn't mean you could just have permission to just tag anything you want in the city.
But they actually went out of their way and made a building available for
right.
that, well, even though it's illegal.
We don't mind. Go ahead. Just go do that. But just that. No, he couldn't even do that. Because he's a rebel, man.
He is a rebel. He plays by his own rules.
Yes, it does.
Plays by its own rules.
Everyone say goodbye, because Monday morning, Kevin's not going to be back.
That's it for me.
It's available on pay on demand. Buy the
what do you call it? Emil Hirsch was like, wow.
He's never coming back. We lost him as a guest.
Yeah, he's gone. So then this video comes out of this hooker leaving Justin Bieber as he sleeps. She films herself on her camera. Kissing, bye-bye, blowing him a kiss and everything. Goodbye, John. Because they're all Johns.
Ah, right.
And
thank you.
Then Bieber's people immediately sent in a denial to TMZ saying, oh, no, she wasn't a prostitute. She was just a girl who overstayed her welcome at his after party. So she's a groupie or a fan or something that he had magical sex with. And
sure.
She was leaving. So she taped him because she was a fan.
Right.
That probably would have been okay if it wasn't for the good people over at Egotastic.com, one of the greatest websites in the world.
They do good work, yes.
They took it upon themselves to do a little research, and they found out that Tatiana Neves Barbosa is, she does list herself, apparently on Facebook, as bodybuilder and part-time actress and part-time go-go dancer. She was Miss Bikini Wellness of 2012, but she also has
a terrible title.
She's also advertised her services in a private men's magazine called Private. Coincidentally, and she was selling herself as an escort in that particular publication.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks as if, besides being a bodybuilder, part-time actress, and part-time go-go dancer, she's also a whore!
There's a word for that. Right. I think it's hooker.
Yeah, that's what she is. So, who thought that Egotastic would be breaking the news?
Love it.
Right.
God bless her.
Guys, does this hurt Bieber at all?
You know what?
All this.
Not to us.
Not in my
Here's
eyes.
Here's the thing. Not to us, right? Because we think he's a douchebag and he's a massive tool and we all think he's a dick. But what I love about this is the little girls.
Oh, are they all disappointed?
They're
because,
all turning. They're all disappointed. There's love all it. Sorts of statements under the YouTube video, like, "That's it. He's disgusting, and I don't like him anymore." And all these little girls now are starting to spin a little bit.
Because part of the appeal of a teen idol and having a crush like that is he could be my boyfriend.
Right. He's dreamy.
Right.
But now he's paying for whores, and I think the little girls are a little icked out.
Can see that,
yeah. Which is great. Which is what you want to do. You want to undercut his fan base there, where he lives. You want
to get his fan base to turn on him.
Pull that from under him, and then it's all a good time.
So now the little girls are looking around at Austin Mahone or whoever's coming up next. That's still clean.
Somebody who doesn't have the herp.
You're dead to me.
Doesn't have the genital warts, whatever he's rocking down there.
So, I'm sure he's got them all.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's happy for the warts though, because it makes his penis look bigger. The wart is actually bigger than his penis. I feel bad for Zachary Levi, our buddy. We just had him on the show today talking about his movie Thor, The Dark World. Well, they just announced that First Date, his Broadway musical he's been performing in over the summer, will close on January the 4th.
How long did it run?
So I guess Zach will be back here in Los Angeles. Well, it started just before we got there, Lisa. It was in previews just before we arrived in New York to do the MTV Video Music Awards. So when was that? September?
September, yeah.
So
look, it's very difficult to keep a show on Broadway, especially
that's
something that's not a remake of a popular movie or previous show. The percentages are against you when you attempt that, even if the work is good.
I agree. That's why I'm bringing my new musical back in the game onto Broadway. Based on the popular television sitcom, I will be starring in the musical version of that as the canon.
So, you're dead to me.
How dare you?
I predict it will run forever.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear.
That's what Bean's known for, too.
Yes, nothing but support. And Hunger Games, such a big franchise, of course.
Thor.
Hunger Games. It's coming out soon. We were giving away tickets just earlier today.
Yes, we were.
With our new game, Thor or Hunger.
Without the hunger.
The success of the franchise has led Lionsgate into exploring and getting into the theme park business. Hunger Games, the theme park.
It's not a fun place.
Yeah, what kind
I
of,
gotta be honest.
What kind of theme park would that be? Is it like, it can't be paint gun. That's too heavy for kids.
No. Weapons, guns and bows
Nerf
and arrows.
Guns
no, real ones.
Oh, please.
Come on. You,
please.
What, you want the real experience? You want the Nerf experience?
Well, they're not going to give the real experience.
Yes, they are. Apparently, they will let a bunch of kids, and whoever gets the other side
alive
gets a cronut. yeah, apparently Lionsgate is looking to two different locations in two different territories, potentially starting the Hunger Games theme park franchise. I think it's kind of risky. Because, look, Hunger Games right now, white hot, could not be more popular.
Right.
But 10 years from now, who knows if that's still going to be a thing or not, you know? Star Wars, for example, you know that's now and forever. That's going to be something that will be with us forever. Kids will always, another generation of kids will pick up their love for Star Wars and carry that on. Same thing with some of the superheroes and things like that. But a movie like Hunger Games, sure, you've had one big success, and the trilogy may go well, but
yeah, after that,
it may not last with us forever. You know, we'll have to wait and see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Lowndes, she is 25 years old today. Dania Ramirez celebrates her 34th birthday. She, of course, from Involuntary Maids. New series. Gretchen Mol is 40. Parker Posey's 45. Courtney Thorne Smith is 46.
Wow. It's a harem today, Ralph.
It's a good looking batch. Then on the other side, we've got Jack Osborne. He's 28. We've got Tara Reid. She's 38. Gordon Ramsay, TV chef, is 47. And singer-songwriter Bonnie Raitt celebrates her birthday as well today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we have Chael Sonnen in studio talking about the UFC. We have Andrew Siciliano, and we have details on night number 2 of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, 7:15, or as soon as we can get to it, right close to there on Monday morning. We'll see you then.
I like Thor.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
So, another Friday is upon us.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ralph Garman.
Roll another one.
You're white, then you've been effing.
Just like the other one.
Is
This is America.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Yeah, Kevin asked me out. I was kind of feeling good about re-entering the dating pool, and then Kevin asked me out. Thought I might trade up to a new level of man. Then Kevin asked me out.
How dare you.
Roll, roll.
In my vagina.
Just like the other one.
What's the game plan, Kevin?
This one seems to be about sense.
Represent.
I don't have another sense.
Oh, no. That's a wire brush to my hemorrhoids.
I just got an erection.
Just pass it around.
They never fail to disappoint.
Seems funny this week.
I just pass it on down.
Okay. Asshole, I'm never doing that show again.
Don't say one more word. Get out of here now. Get out!
I sincerely apologize. God bless the people of Toronto.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's how we do